Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm really pleased to welcome Sue DeRoos, actually. She is from SDR Bespoke Interior Yacht Design out of Bristol, England. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Rhea? Nice
Good,
to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, nice to have you. Now, the reason that I brought you on is because we are looking at a changing marketplace, not just after the past year and the pandemic, but we have seen this marketplace gradually changing regardless of what happened in this past year. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about Susan. Where are you from? What got you into yachting? What your background is?
That'd be great. Well, I was born in California, in the United States, and then moved to Israel and then ended up in the UK, where I've been based for the last 30 years. I come from a design background, and I got training by one of the top interiors and merchandising for Harvey Nichols when I was much, much younger. And I just went with that. I'm quite entrepreneurial. I opened a few businesses of my own that were very well, did very well in the industry. And I left that and started doing properties. So I had some of my friends come to me and say, so we really like what you did in your property. I restored a 8-bedroom Georgian townhouse, which I spent 2 years doing up. And then moved that over to my friends' houses. And then I had some businesses who asked me to come in and do the retail shops and the merchandising and help with that. My husband was in the yachting industry. So I followed him into that traveling. And through a few of the shows that I went to, I saw there was quite a few things missing in the industry. Which I wanted to approach, and I did, and that's how I got into the yachting industry.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, this brings us up to today. The fact is, in the past, interiors have been designed mainly by men, and mainly to be purely aesthetically pleasing. What I have heard, not only from yacht chefs when it comes to galleys, but as well as other people on board, they're just not useful. And we are seeing people more and more wanting to make their super yacht or their yacht their home. What is it that you do that is much more friendly, is a different sort of angle on yacht interior yacht design than we've seen in the past?
Well, when I was at the shows, and at the time I was working for Fairline, helping them with their female buyers, which I coached them about, because obviously I was on the stand and realizing that the wife or the female buyers were being not approached. It was usually the male buyer, and the sales were orientated towards the male buyer. And I wanted to change that slightly. So I went in with Fairline and we did that. We did the staging slightly different, approached more to women, i.e. with texture and feeling and softness. I wanted them to walk into a boat and feel like they wanted to walk into their home and they didn't want to leave. The other thing I changed around is we had some male hosts on the stand, which was a nice touch, because females and female buyers and wives were quite nice to see some eye candy, not just for the men. And I approached them. I also did some market research about 2 years ago, and I approached all the female buyers or wives and clients to ask them what they would actually want from a manufacturer or from their yacht when they're purchasing it. And it was quite shocking how much information came out from the female buyer and not the male. But sadly, the manufacturers and the dealers weren't approaching this because it was, again, very much orientated towards the sales to the male buyer. And I think that needs to change. Also, at the moment, times are changing. We are using our yachts in a different way. I think before it used to be a weekend thing or, you know, a summer month or, you know, between travels. I think people are selling their main homes and actually creating homes on boats. their main homes. And I think this is why it's so important to make each room a purpose on a boat and actually make it more welcoming to live on. And well, I think we really...
Sorry, the one thing that really does annoy me personally, I guess, is that when we are talking boat buyers, perhaps the man writes the paycheck or writes the check at the end of the day. But realistically, I don't know a single man out there who happens to be married or has a significant other that will go ahead and make a purchase, especially a purchase of that magnitude, if we're talking super yachts in the hundreds of millions, without making sure that their wife or significant other is just as happy about it as they are. Because I'm telling you now, if they made that kind of purchase without discussing it with their significant other, then the divorce would be far more expensive than the actual yacht would be.
And I have to tell you, a yacht usually doesn't get sold till the wife nods a yes. So it goes to show you how important the other half influence on purchasing the boat. It really is. And also for upselling for the dealers and the manufacturers, there's so much more they want on the boat. And also now it's changing. You know, they want gyms. They want spas because they're living on these boats. They want kitchens that work. They want a full working kitchen like they have at home. And for example, I was speaking to one manufacturer who was trying to convince her husband was trying to convince her to put the kitchen far way back in the boat where there was no windows. And I asked her if she likes social cooking, and she loves social cooking. So we sat down with the manufacturer and we changed the design of the boat, put the kitchen, the main galley, in a more sociable area. And that completely changed the idea of the boat and actually made it more of a home, which was really important to her.
Well, and I mean, I think when you take a look at the new ultra high net worth individual, research shows that the average age is 48 years old. They've been married for 10 years. They've got 3 kids. So we are talking about a family holiday, if it's a holiday, or if they've decided that they're going to live aboard now that, you know, we all realize we can work from wherever we want in the world and most people are furloughed. It has to be workable for not only the man, it has to be workable for every member of that family because they're all going to be working and living on board, which means that there has to be toys, there has to be places for schooling for these kids. You know, the wife has to have the things that she wants, or the partner has to have the things that he wants, you know, or vice versa. You know, the wife could be the powerhouse making this decision, but, you know, her man as well is going to want to have an equal say and is going to have to live aboard as well. So you have to sort of take everyone into consideration. It's not just the guy signing the paycheck at the end of the day.
And I think it's really important to make each room a purpose. I think that was my main point, because these boats are being used slightly different nowadays. They're not like they used to be used for weekends or specific holidays. People are living on them.
So what are the types of rooms that you are now seeing sort of a push for in your work? Where have you seen some changes aside from the galley being made?
The galleys, the saloons are really important, because you'll be using the saloon so much more, not just for entertaining. I think gyms have become really important. Mm-hmm. It's the newest trend. Spas. I think what's really nice is the new ideas where they have decks that come out for your yoga when the sun comes down. I think things like this, a way of living, which you get in your home, I think we're now trying to transfer that onto the super yachts and yachts.
And are you finding that more of these are excursion yachts rather than just the made, you know, the super yachts designed for the Med of the Caribbean? They're more sort of built to go where no man has gone before?
No, those are different yachts. So they're more exploratory yachts,
yeah,
which are completely different. I'm seeing clients that are selling their main homes to purchase these super yachts, and they're planning to move everything from their main homes on board the super yachts. I mean, changing a lifestyle from living your main life on a boat. And I think the corona has brought that forward a lot. And I think this is where the female buyer now is becoming so much more important in the process, because we're changing the way we're living. And I think with the corona around, this has really pushed it forward.
What is the average size yacht that people are purchasing now with the idea that they're going to be living aboard?
Well, I work between the 50 foot to about 150. It seems to be the 90 to 100 seems to be about the size. Sometimes smaller because they don't want to have anybody on the boat. They want to be privately on the boat with no staff. And that's the importance. Because obviously as you go bigger, you'll need staff, which means you need people on the boat. So people are looking at that too, depending on what they want, if they want staff on the boat or not.
And are they mainly looking to stay in their local areas? Are they looking at doing transatlantic crossings? Is that changing as well? Because I know, you know, traditionally yachting has seasons. So they go from Fort Lauderdale, the Caribbean, they will go to the Mediterranean. Are you seeing this new breed? Are they staying in one place or are they doing sort of the traditional routes that most of the yachting industry has done in the past?
They're still doing the traditional routes, but the difference is it's become their home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference. They're looking at it differently. I think with the cutoff of the travel for the last year has made such a difference in how we look at how we live and our environment that we live in. And I think that has made the big change.
So what do you envision in the future as far as with yachting, you know, whether it be catamarans, whether it be monohulls, whether it be yachts or super yachts, what place do women have in the future of yachting and how much attention should we be paying to that segment of the marketplace?
Why, I think there's quite a big portion that's missing out of that. I think there needs to be, I don't know how you feel, but walking around a lot of the yacht shows, it is very much towards the male environment. Even all the stands, it's very much towards the engines or the materials that the main hull is made out of. Or, you know, it has nothing to do with interiors or how you're going to live on the boat. And I think a lot has to change. And I think it has to be to both of them, approach to both of them, not only to the male buyer. I think the sales need to change. But also, you know, we're all looking at our carbon footprint and how that's changing. And there's quite a few yacht manufacturers that are really trying. I mean, I'm working with Alva Yachts at the moment, which are working with, you know, electrical yachts powered by solar. They concentrate on the 50 foot to the 90 feet. Again, there's one we're making at the moment, which they're the couple are going to be living on it. And then they're trying to cut out diesel at the moment and just look more towards the environment, which I think is really important. And also in the interior industry, there's so many more companies now that are coming out with materials, sustainable materials or materials that are reusable. And I think that is also going forward with the yachting industry. Regarding the woman buyer or the female buyer, I think we need to change. I think it needs to be 50-50, the marketing. I think how we see our shows. I think we need to have more male hosts. I think they've got to look at that. I think it's really important. I think they need to have more sales women on the stands that aren't afraid to approach women. I was on a stand of a manufacturer and I was speaking with a client and his wife was a top barrister in law and she deals with business law and nobody talked to her on the stand. They only spoke to her husband because they're scared of, I think, powerful women. And I think all that needs to change.
So when we're talking about the fight for equality in yachting, we're not just talking about crew or making it to captain. We are talking right to the very simple way of marketing a yacht or marketing yacht services, marketing yacht charters, all the way to you know, the actual business of yacht shows. It has to change.
Yes. Yes. Because the world is changing. And, you know, the next generation, the millennium generation, is completely different again. And I think we'll need to relook at that as well, how we market to that group and what they actually want on their boats, I think will be completely different to how we're approaching our clients at the moment.
Well, and I think that's the key too. When you talk about marketing and advertising, the fact is at the end of the day, every single day there is a shift in the marketplace. It doesn't matter what marketplace, not just yachting, every single marketplace on the face of the planet, we wake up every morning and something has shifted slightly. And unfortunately with the yachting industry, I don't think that they have watched those changes even on a yearly basis. So when you take a look at who they're marketing to and what they're marketing, it is still pretty much along the same lines as what they did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And that is sad because times have changed and they are changing, and they're changing so much quicker than they ever did 20 years ago.
I was dealing with a manufacturer about 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago, and I'll never forget this situation where we're looking at the marketing, and the owner of the manufacturer said to me, no, we do not have the woman sitting on the sofa. The woman stands in the kitchen because that's her place. And that was the marketing. And I did not know how to respond to that. I was in shock.
Yes. Well, I'm kind of afraid that mentality is still there alive and kicking just as well as it was back then.
Yes. So, and I think they're realizing that. I think manufacturers are realizing that and dealerships are realizing that. And I think they are changing. But we need to push that change forward much quicker, I think.
How do you think we're going to do that?
By approaching the female client and actually having conversations with them and discussing what they need and actually getting more women in the industry to work. I think when you go on the stands and you go to the shows, it is very male orientated.
How do you think though that you're going to convince, or women are going to convince corporations and yachting companies and manufacturers and marinas, et cetera, shipbuilding companies, to actually start taking women seriously? Is there a way that you feel would speed up the process?
It always ends up with money, and I know it's sadly I don't want to go there. But the upsell and the amount that you can achieve by approaching both, because both the husband and wife will have different criteria that we need on the yacht. And if you're only looking at at what the male needs, you're losing so much of the upsell.
Right.
And I think manufacturers are realizing that now, that women are on board. Women want more out of their boat. They need more on the boat. And the manufacturers need to supply that.
Well, you know what? It's really great to see someone like you in the business that is taking this into account and is making sure that you provide the services that the many women that are flooding this marketplace are in need of. Because like we've said, and like we've been talking about, there's not a lot out there that actually cater to the woman. And it's nice to see.
Yeah. And also, you know, hey, girl power, you know, there's a lot of us out there and we have a voice. And I think it's important that we hear it. That's why I did the market research 2 years ago, or with female clients in the shows. So I did Mallorca, Cannes, which was I did? I did Dusseldorf, Florida. And I walked around and just spoke to wives, spoke to female clients. And the response was shocking. You know, they want things. They just don't know how to get them. How to approach the yachting industry, who to ask. And this is where I mean all the sales is very much towards the male buyer. So I think if the manufacturers could realize that, there's a massive market.
Yeah, I guess, you know, them saying that, you know, it's only men that buy, possibly part of the reason it's only men that buy is that they only cater to that marketplace. They might see a huge rise in figures coming from women buyers if they actually catered to that market.
And you have to remember as well that if the wife or the female buyer is happy, she's going to spend more.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I really hope that people pay attention and wake up and smell the coffee, as it were, because it's time. It's 2021. You know, we have been fighting a battle for over a century. Women have come before us and been fighting, you know, for our vote. I mean, we didn't even have the right to vote, you know, around the world until 1980. You know, when it really became the majority of women allowed to vote. So I think the timing is overdue. And I think the yachting industry, in order to move into the future, when we're taking a look at the statistics that are coming out in regards to the ultra high net worth, in regards to women in control of money, in regards to women actually making the money, the whole marketing concept has to change.
I think it needs to be more forward thinking.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think we need to see where the market's going and move with it. And I think it needs, I agree with you, it needs to change its processing and the way they approach the market.
Definitely. Well, you know what, Susan, we'll have to have you back again in, you know, 6 months or so and see if you've noticed any change. But it's really good to know that there is an interior yacht design company out there that is willing to sit down and speak with both sexes equally and to design the interior of a yacht that is conducive to the current yacht owner.
And also, you know, when you think about, there's so many other markets except for the female, there's the, you know, the gay market, and we're changing, everything's evolving. I really do think we need to move with it. But thank you so much for having me. It was lovely to meet you and have this discussion. So thank you so much.
Yeah, once again, we're going to make sure to provide all of your information below this interview when it airs. If you are looking for someone to help you with your dream home on the water going into 2021, 2022 and beyond, don't hesitate to get in touch with Sue DeRose, CDR Bespoke Interior Yacht Design. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.